Blog Talk Radio.
Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show. I have my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. And believe it or not, it is actually a miracle tonight where the cat is not running crazy up and down the house. She's actually laying on my lap. It's really nice because she's purring up a storm here and she's just so cute and it's just so nice she's here with me. And I just want to welcome all to a show tonight. I usually try to, that's why I'll keep doing the fundraiser for the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame, where I'm hoping to raise money. And I think the best place, that I was thinking of seeing to get a building for all the memorabilia, not just for the past, but for the present and the future stunt community, I would believe one of the best places I would believe would be in Utah. I think that's because the founder, John, he's the CEO, he actually lives in Utah. And I think it would be quite nice, since he's, the founder of the Stuntman Hollywood Hall of Fame, to have it closer to him. I don't know if that's the best possible place to have it, but, I think it would be nice for him to be closer to it, you know, to honor John, because he's been in the business for a very, very long time. And I actually had him on my show before, and he said this is a lot of memorabilia in storage. And I just think that for me personally, knowing that, you know, growing up for me, I always say I've never wanted to be Bobby, but I've always wanted to be a ninja. And just growing up watching, you know, many martial arts films, many stunt films, and all the cheesy 80 films, I just like love all the action films. That's stuff that I, you know, I've been whisked away into movie theater, into all this action-packed, you know, excitement ever since I was a kid. This is the stuff that I grew up on. And I just think, you know, the stunt community just deserves this respect to have a museum, you know, dedicated to them. And I don't know how, but I'll keep trying to do a fundraiser every once in a while, a couple times a month to try to help, you know, raise money. And I'm actually going to bring up on my Facebook page here. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. I like to read a little bit where you can actually go and check out more about the fundraiser. And I'm going to bring this up now. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen, if I can actually see what this says, because it's really small, but let's see. If you go to Falling for Stars and you check out, there's actually where it says the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. It'll give you all the information there, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame Building Fund. And it has, you know, where you can make donations, your level of sponsorship. So check that out on Facebook as Falling for Stars, and you can check that out. Once again, I actually was able to come on board as one of the board of advisors in the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. And I feel very lucky and blessed to be able to do this, and I feel very honored and feel very humbled, and I'm very thankful. And I think, you know, being part of this, I mean, this is something that's been in my heart for so long, you know, with the action world. I always, always loved action films, always been my favorite type of films to watch. And, you know, it gets my blood pumping. I, you know, I've been in movie theaters where I actually pop out of my seat when I get so excited watching action films. And I just think that the community just deserves a museum for all the memorabilia, not just past, once again, for, you know, present and future generations. And I think it would be truly a wonderful thing. So if you're interested in donating, you can actually go on Facebook. You can actually see a picture of John. I believe that's him in a cowboy hat. And he's actually the founder of the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And you can check out what says Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame Building Fund. Go to Falling for the Stars. And he's actually a very talented artist. And he can draw you pictures, or I think there's some pictures that you can actually purchase. You know, and donations will go towards the fund there. So you can check that out. And just bringing up some more information, I think there's a booklet you can check out, Falling for the Stars. I have this stuff all on my Facebook page. And this right here, it says, the first book that John Hagner wrote on the history of stunts back in 1946. Copies are available, signed by Mr. Hagner, for a donation to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame for $65 plus $6.50 for shipping and handling. The collector's usual is soft cover and spiral bound, self-published. Your tax-deductible donation will help the Hall of Fame reopen to the visiting public. So you can actually check that, and I had posted it on my Facebook page, so you can check that out. And, you know, it's something that I do believe. I mean, it shows that I guess there was another building in there, and I think it was in Utah, I believe. I remember John had told me where it was before, and it looked kind of really like a neat building. It's just that there's so much stuff in storage that they're in need of a bigger building. So that's why I keep talking about the fundraiser. So once again, you can go for, see, check out Falling from the Stars. And then there's actually, I'm going to bring up the page, the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And you can go there and it's a nonprofit organization. And you check out the Facebook page, just Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. The Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame is a museum dedicated to preserving the legacy of film and television stuntmen from throughout the world. So you can actually check that out. And, you know, it says then the stunts, I'm going right to the site. And I'm pretty sure I'm bringing up the website through this. Just give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. My computer's just a little bit slow here, so I'm trying to bring up the site. Give me one moment here. If this will come up for me. Okay. When you go to the site, you can actually go to the website for the following for the stars. It's, you can check up stuntman.org. It's http://stuntmen.org. stuntmen.org. And it was actually founded on August 9th, 1973. And that was about John himself. And it's the official site. You can actually go there. It'll say, you know, what I was talking about, Following the Stars, a nonprofit organization, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And it's about the museum. It says here, about the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of movies including Yakima Knut, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rundell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Man's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection had taken its founder, John G. Hagnon, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984. Dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. And since currently the Hall of Fame is without a home, it needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. And it says on there you can contact John on his email address. Additional information, like I said, you can go to the Facebook page and you can check that out. And when you go to the website, you can actually see it shows some of the stuff there. On there, it just shows more information here. And I think it says something about books. Let's see. I'm checking on the site right now. It says, special need reminder to help the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. We moved all the memorabilia back from Vancouver, Washington on April 30th and now in a safe and secure storage here in Moab, Utah, where we will solicit donations to move into a building and once again open up to the visiting public. Donations to a building fund will aid us in this quest. It is a wonderful feeling to see everything after nearly 16 years and to refurbish and restore items so precious to everyone. Please help us with this effort with your tax-deductible donation to Hollywood Stuntmen's. It says Hollywood Stuntmen's, so that's Stuntmen's apostrophe S. Hall of Fame, 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah. It says, you know, you can check out more on the website if you go there. And I'm just clicking on additional Hall of Fame information. I'm going back to the main page. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen, here. Let's see. I think there's something else that I can click on to, and I'm just checking out on the website here. So, of course, my computer's taking its sweet time trying to load this. And I can actually read here, and this is the thing that I actually posted on my Facebook page. It says, Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame Building Fund. The Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame requests the honor of your support and participation on relocation as a sponsor of the HOF Building Fund. The situation of the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame today. The need for the HOF Building Fund. Thousands of exhibits and rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt people of motion pictures and television featuring personal items donated by such notables as John Wayne, Gene Kelly, and I think I read some of this already here, and I'm trying to bring this up. There's more of it here. It says, a collection that outranks any other establishment. I read about that. Let's see when it was founded. Okay, I think the sponsorships is what I think I should actually read here. Okay. Your level of sponsorship. In deciding your level of sponsorship, you were requested to send $25 or more if possible. Of course, any amount you contribute will qualify you as an HOF fund sponsor and will identify you as a special friend. Sponsorship benefits. You will receive a special HOF video or DVD your choice. This is a film featuring exhibits, etc. You will also receive a signed by the artist portrait drawing of John Wayne or Yakima Canutt your choice. And it says, please mail your contribution directly to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame, 81 King Creek, I think it says B1 number 12, Moab, Utah, 4532. So you can actually go there and check that out. And I think there might be another page to this. Let me see. Maybe that was it. I think that was it. And then it also has the members list on there. And just, if you go there, you can see the members list, who's been inducted, inductees. And you just, it's a very long list. Okay. And just check it out. I mean, even if you just want to check it out, find out more about it, the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. So that I wanted to, I will post this on my Facebook page, and I just, very, very excited, and I'm very excited about this project to take on and try to help raise money for the Stuntman's Hollywood Hall of Fame. So I just wanted to give some props and keep repping the stunt community, and very hopefully that we'll be able to help raise money for that. And I just believe that the stunt world, men, women, and, that have put themselves, their lives on the line for their art, their artistic ways on a film to bring to life. Some people, they can be a little crazy, because what normal person in the world is going to do this stuff? I mean, come on. These people put their life on the line. You know, they train, whether it be in martial arts and, work on it. It's a lot of hard work. And a lot of these stunt people, believe it or not, they do have families. They do raise families, too, believe it or not. You know, have families, have children. They raise, just like anybody else. It's just that that's their line of work. And for these people to bring that magic on screen, it's a lot of work. They have to train, if it's in a martial art, of training with weapons or, just doing all these crazy stunts. And, I've had many interesting people like Ninja Pal, Stephen Lambert on my show, which I'm going to have again, and other people, probably Douglas Wong again, hopefully Don the Dragon Wilson. Oh, man, yeah. I would be very excited to get Don Wilson on my my show. Other people I've been trying to get in contact, but, I know it's around the holidays, and I figured, I do have a little bit of lineup, and I know around the holidays it gets a little kind of chaotic sometimes. So, anyway, I just wanted to do a special half hour, and it's just dedicated for, you know, Stuntman's Hollywood Hall of Fame, and you guys can check it out. And just remember, you know, if anybody out there has a dream, just remember, you are as good as anybody else. So, you know, just reach for the stars, because you just don't know where you'll land. I mean, hey, if I can do some of my dreams, so can you. You just get up and one foot at a time. It's all baby steps. But anyway, this is Shelly Nunchucks. I'm signing off, and I look forward to each and every show. And, you know, everyone, just enjoy the rest of your week. All right? Good night.